间比如说我们一到学习的话，到年末去嘛，这个电影在那这边想给就年末的嘛就要去这些的，啊，那比较点望的方面就望的嘛，对吧？哦，这些设备才会开始变新不一样。
就在培训的是吧？
嗯，就在培训，那么我到年末去嘛。
那么从哈巴has said as a result of having received teaching one should become more peaceful within oneself, and as a result of persistent meditation one should experience fewer and fewer negative thoughts, and indeed
piece
of writing called Spiritual Songs of Spiritual Experience. He says, I'm going to talk about today. In the beginning, I have sought hearing extensively. Intermediately, all teaching in scriptures came to me as personal instruction. Which means one receives proper and qualified instructions. Transmissions, instructions on various teaching. Come on.
Come on, you think that in Yamsalong, that indeed the Susie won't talk with us and long talk with you, that just sounds like the only decision to love, saying that decision to love you won't get done. Karagama, Gami, Wander, and it's indifferent in Yamsalong.
Okay. Finally, I have put them into practice day in and day out, or rather day and night. And whatever merit I have gathered through these processes of spiritual training, I dedicate to lasting endurance of teaching on planet. So as he said, so as a result of getting more and more informed, the outcome should be that one is able to personalize, or rather internalize, the message of the teaching so that one becomes more circumspect, more conscientious about one's behavior and conduct. And as one becomes more conscientious, a conscientious person always applies teaching to themselves and internalize. And the process of internalization is what is exactly called nyamlen or practice. And as one conscientiously, day in and day out, applies oneself to practicing the values of the teaching, there's no doubt that one would have gathered a lot of merit, a huge stock of spiritual energy or merit. But then these merits, it would be unbecoming on one's part as a Mahayana practitioner to dedicate the merit to one's own enjoyment. Therefore, one, he says, I have dedicated the merit to the welfare of all sentient beings, particularly to the lasting endurance, although it may sound tautology, but to the lasting endurance of the teaching on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, melody of the nation, go on. Go on. I see, sorry. Sorry, sorry. I see, 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 sorry. I think it's a good thing.
Here, the great Tibetan saint Melarepa said, not only do I use formal practice times as intensive practice times, but I also have the knack and the know-how of turning otherwise mundane human activities into powerful spiritual transformation. And then that's why he says, while I eat, whatever I eat and drink, they become sumptuous offering to the deities within my body, because as a tantra practitioner, he sees himself as the deity. Not only himself as the deity, there are what we call deities within his being. The different parts of his body are seen not as ordinary human body parts, but as parts formed by deities. Therefore, whatever I eat and drink, they become sumptuous offering to them. When I sleep, I don't sleep out of stupor, ignorance, or without any feeling. The ordinary act of human sleep becomes a powerful vehicle for me to activate the practice of a clear light, resilience, the practice of a clear light, which is trying to get into the deep recesses of human consciousness, which ultimately is said to be clear light.
Oh yeah, that's a good kind of name.
So, practice is not so much what we do physically or verbally. Practice is mainly a domain of mental activity or the domain of mind. So if the mind comes under the sway of a sense of a permanence about self and other things, then this sense of permanence deludes one into thinking one will be around for a long time. Therefore, one fails to see the urgency of making the most of short time one has on this planet. And to eliminate or evict this sense of permanence, we need to meditate on death and impermanence.
That yedongwa, ndi dhe li tawe ongi, rani eni chichogu shawa la shiba khatang kawir, ta dhele chi, lidi yapo tongwa dhe tibik tere yedha, kola khani yu shari shiyu jubu yedha, ndi jubu ongi, chizo yi tike kangu yama, di ma kangi ta, rangi dhe la mi bega, rani, kada, Mithuba kāngu re sāng. Tati Mithuba yāpo kāngu wā, mithoma dā, Mithuba dē lā sūpa, Mithuba lā sūpa, tati kāngu yī na, tā tīmaṁ gī rāngi lī lā chāpa dā, shtyāmbā lā sūpa, tati kī yāni, tīm nē vēo, nē mēo chā nē, rāngi yā, tēn chīshū kī shāvā lā shīvī gā, tā tā tōgō shī, bē tōgī yā re.
Another thing that stands in our way, of practice is attachment to one's body. while we may not publicly express and state what we subconsciously think, is my body is me, and therefore it is good, it is clean, it is beautiful. Its beauty must be enhanced at all costs. It must, and so on. And that it will be, it will remain beautiful for quite some time. And this attachment, and attachment bordering on obsession about the beauty, cleanliness of a human body, then makes one slave of the body. And all one does is geared at preserving the beauty of the body. When observed carefully, there is nothing particularly about beautiful, inherently beautiful about the human body. As the English saying goes, beauty is just a skin, was it skin depth or something?
Indeed.
Skin deep indeed. And the moment we peel the skin, is there anything attractive about a human body? And do they remain beautifully as ever? They don't remain, and they change. So we need to let go of some degree of attachment to the body. That is not to say that this body is an important vehicle. While it's an important vehicle, in its very nature, there's nothing attractive about it.
As I'm saying, but I'm going to do it. Because Jebu Lona, yeah, I'm going to do it. Jebu Maloba, then Rajala, Raji the Toba, then Sengi Tinda, like that. Das, the Mark, and the Rome, the Path of Mayimba, current money, Roshi, the Tujiba. So, for that,
we need to do a practice, a meditation practice called meditation on the loathsome reality of a human body, nothing attractive about it, so why then become so obsessed about it? And thirdly, another thing that prevents us from getting our practice underway is the notion of inherent nature of self, that self as a person exists independent of body and mind, when in fact there's no way that the body can be the self, because we discard the body as that. If a body was self, then we would have totally discarded self at the point of death, when the body is left behind. So, what if one's mind is self? One's mind also isn't self. because everyone's mind was self. And you couldn't say, in my mind. And that, and these and other things clearly point out what is self. It's nothing more than a process of affixing a label on the collection of body and mind. So, not even the subtlest clear mind of human consciousness, clear light of human consciousness is self. It could be the basis of the ultimate final basis of labeling self, but that which is labeled and the label are different, and therefore self as an inherent entity, self-existent entity has never been there, but we are deluded into thinking somehow by this fundamental ignorance about reality that self exists. Here we need to spend considerable time thinking about the empty inherent nature of self.
Hi, 大家能够在身体那外面保温东西，保温上的对，体是保温外面保温在温东西，那些在什么没保温，肯定明白呢？啊，这个看起来就是在那地表的些，地上没明白，还是天天看那些啊，体低的，看他们来的我们看这些，体低，啊，你看来在什么的啊？累积算，这些什么研究，写完两句应该是的，写完两本，写完两本怎样？那连这个电影都搞的嘛都，然后就写完两本，你把没问题的，你干那个几层作业，我们写完什么的呀？累积几十几层作业的，那台湾的那是被定力，你干那个几层作业呢？写完两句也不行，刚过过，也不写不成过，也不写不嘛的，刚不嘛的，描述就写完呢。当然是被来自教育马高的他写过来。
Father, it's not that this life is like you know, a butter lamp or the candle, and when the candle is lit, and this life is also lit, and this life lasts like as long as.The wick and the wax in the candle lasts, and when the wick and the wax run out, candle light comes to an end permanently for that candle. And in the same way, when the wick of life force runs out, it's not unlike candle, a human life, human person, a labeled dependent human person or self continues to exist. It would have been very nice things to end as permanently as that, so that one wouldn't be accountable for what one has done, good or bad. But unfortunately, unlike the candlelight,human consciousness, the light of human consciousness continues. And when it continues by way of taking another rebirth. When it takes another rebirth, it has no choice. It is dependent on the prevailing wind of karma, actions one has done, actions the person has done,in the last life and innumerable lives before that, and the prevailing trade wind, as it were, of a karma really determines where the next life would be found and would be taken. And once we know that the next life is determined either by predominance of good deeds or bad deeds, and that knowledge then gives us impetus to have self-control of one's behavior and not perform unwholesome actions. And one will naturally find oneself being more circumspect, conscientious, as said before, at the outset.
哎，但是这个那天呢，我开始是对耶，这个感觉就是家里的天命的，家里家里的，哦，这些什么啥呢？啊，中间什么感觉了呢
？So I've given you some topics to consider, you know, thinking about thinking about different topics. Impermanence, non-attractive nature of human body to reduce obsession, the non-inherent nature of self as a person, and how karma is the determining factor for the quality of existence in the subsequent lifetimes and so on. Whatever appeals to you, please choose one of those topics. And then meditate.